We often forget about our guardian angel because we don't know how to talk to them, we don't know how to relate to them, and we don't understand how they can assist us. So today, we're going to look at Blessed Anna Maria Teiji and her relationship with her guardian angel, so to help improve our relationship with our own angel. Now, this is a third video in our series on Blessed Anna Maria Teiji's life. If you want to get the first two, they'll be linked at the end of this video. To start off with, let's look at what the church teaches regarding guardian angels. From its beginning until death, human life is surrounded by their watchful care and intercession. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him to life. Already here on earth, the Christian life shares by faith in the blessed company of angels and men united in God. From the beginning of our life until our natural death, we have a guardian angel to watch over us and lead and guide us. Now think about some famous people or heads of state. They have a security detail. So as soon as they step out into public life, they have some people watching over them, protecting them. Wouldn't that be nice to have a security detail to protect you from all danger? Well, God in his loving kindness has not left you alone in this world to fight against the power of the flesh, to fight against the devil, to fight against temptations in the world. He has given you a security detail. He's given you a guardian angel to watch over you, to protect you, to lead you in the way of holiness. Saint Jerome, doctor of the church, said, "How great the dignity of the soul, since each one has from his birth an angel commissioned to guard it." For Blessed Anna Maria Teiji, her guardian angel was her constant companion, which she turned her attention to consistently throughout the day. Her guardian angel directed her continually in a supernatural and sensible manner, and this not only in the paths of virtue and holiness, but even in her common domestic work, teaching her how to do certain things and aiding her by his instruction to rule and govern her household. Now, I love the simplicity of this. Anna Maria just turning her attention to her angel to ask for help to do her duties. Question, what are your duties in your life? What are the things that you have to do because of your state in life? And have you ever asked your guardian angel to help you in those duties? Your angel wants to help you, but he has to be asked. So ask your angel to assist you in your simple duties throughout the day. So familiar and sensible indeed were these communications that we are told by her confessor that when she engaged in sweeping the house or in some other ordinary work, she would sometimes stop to ask her good angel why he did not answer her at once. Then smiling, she would resume her occupation, having probably received her reply. This shows how familiar Blessed Anna Maria was with her angel. Her angel wasn't some sort of distant force floating around in the sky or in the heavens, but her angel was her constant companion. And that's the truth. Your angel is your constant companion. The question is, are you asking your angel's intercession? During your day, you can ask your angel this question: what is the best way to go about this task? You can ask, what is the best decision to make when you're faced with maybe two good decisions? When faced with a problem, you can ask, what is the solution to this problem? When you turn your attention to your guardian angel this way, you're praying and you're giving him permission to touch your intellect. You can also ask your angel to obtain for you the grace to strengthen your will. You can ask him to obtain the grace just to fulfill your daily duties. You can ask for the grace of patience when you're enduring some struggles. You can ask your angel to obtain for you the grace to overcome fear or temptation. Or if all of this is information overload, you can just make it really simple and you can just say, "Help me." That's it. How do you do this? Well, you turn your attention to your angel. And when you do that and you think, "Help me," that is prayer. And so sometimes we get confused about how to talk to our guardian angel. Well, it's very simple. It's simply taking your thought, directing it intentionally to your angel with whatever you want to say. And that is how you pray or talk to your guardian angel. So if you want to make it really simple and you just want help in your day or help in the circumstance, assistance from your angel, you just think to your angel, "Help me," or "assist me," or "protect me." That's it. That simple. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." So friends, do not ignore this spiritual battle in all of this. Yes, our angel can help us in our domestic duties, but he's also there to protect us from the demons. And the devil wants to devour you. That's what scripture says. So let us not fall asleep. Let us be sober. Let us be vigilant and understand that we are in a spiritual battle, and someone that God has created to be our protector and helper is our guardian angel in the daily spiritual battle. So ask your guardian angel also for spiritual protection. Padre Pio wrote in a letter to one of his spiritual daughters, "How consoling it is to know that we are always under the protection of a heavenly spirit who never abandons us, not even, most admirable fact, in the very act by which we displease God." Let these words be an encouragement to you. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that maybe because you don't lead the perfect Christian life, that now your angel doesn't want to come and assist you. It's the opposite. Like God's mercy. Mercy is for those people who need it. Hi, my name's Ken. I'm a sinner. I need God's mercy. But we have to ask for God's mercy in order for him to touch our hearts and forgive us. And we have to ask our guardian angel's assistance if we want them to help us. See, our guardian angel can't force a devotion to him upon us. It has to be developed. And one way that we can develop our devotion doing this by learning about our guardian angel, but also then simply turning our gaze, our attention daily or many times during the day to our angel, simply asking them to help us. Remember, all you have to do is turn your gaze to your angel and say, "Help me," and he will. Friends, thank you so much for watching. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. And remember, if you want to get the first two videos from this series on Blessed Anna Maria Teiji's life, they're linked here at the end of this video. God bless you.